Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for remembering Rashi Yichyu. Schus for Rashi Yichyu, Rashi Moshe Mordechai. Necha Gittel Bas Maris Rachel Esther, Rachel Yitzecha Letzeha. We are continuing our study of Siddur, or in the Tefillah of Ana B'Koach. In order to understand this shtickle, we like to be makdim with the Rav writes in the Mishnah, Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelek l'olam haba, sh'ne'emar ve'amech kulam tzadikim, ve'olam yirshu aretz, netzer mata'ai, ma'aseh yadai lehitpa'er. All the Jewish people have a portion in the world to come, as it says, and your nation are all tzadikim, they will always inherit the earth, the land. My planting and my handiwork to glorify. What do the words netzer mata'ai mean? When we were produced by planting. The Rav says in Olat Riyah, page 158, Mata Hashem, האידיאלים הכלליים שהם מגמות העולמיות כולן, אצילות האורות העליונים ורוממות תעודתם. We are planted by Hashem. This means the general ideals, which is the purpose of all of the worlds, the lights from the world of Atzilus, the elevated lights, and their exalted purpose. Kalashon Kacho Shalarav. Atsiluta Orotel Yonimboromutu Udatam. There is a purpose for the whole Metzius. The Metzius doesn't start from the physical structure of the world that we see. And it doesn't finish there. But rather it comes from the Idealim HaKlaliim. It comes from the Makol Shel Tov Eloki Ein Sofi. And the limitless good of Hashem. And this makor of godliness, this source of good and of godliness, is much more alive than the concrete physical world that we're familiar with. The true Metzius is not what appears before us, but what Hashem wants. Like the Rav writes in Baruch Omer Ve'oseh, המציאות היותר עליונה של כל ההוויה היא אותה מציאות הנפלאה שהכל נמצא באמת ברצונו העליון של בורא כל וחוכמתו העליונה. והמציאות הזאת היא המדרגה היותר חסינה של כל היש. The highest Metzius of all of existence is that wondrous Metzius that everything is truly found in the divine will of the creator of all and his elevated wisdom. And this Metzius is the strongest level of all existence. The Ratzon of Hashem is stronger than anything, much more than what we perceive with our physical senses. That's Hamagamot HaOlamiyot Kulan, that the Rav writes, the purpose of all the worlds. That's much stronger than anything we're physically aware of. Nishmata Shel Uma Yisraelit, writes the Rav, Nishmato Shel Kol Yachid Mi Yisrael V'Pnimiyut Mahuta Me'or Zeh, the soul of the Jewish nation, in the soul of every individual of the Jewish people, in its deeper essence, is from this light. What do you mean, this light? Of these idealim klalim, of these general ideals, God's purpose for creation. Me'or zehi atzula, it's taken from this light. The soul of the Jewish people and the soul of every person is taken from this light. of the idealim haklaliim, the ultimate goal, the ultimate purpose, the ideal of creation. So, we want this because, as the Rav writes in Orot Yisrael, on page 139, Im bepam achat hayta avuda mimenu klila magama hamusarit shel havaya, we would completely lose the ethical purpose of creation. We would completely lose our desire to live. That's why the Jewish people are called Netzer Matai Mata Hashem. God planted us. Those are the Idealim HaKlalim Elokim. And the Netzer, what does it mean Netzer? Netzer is what comes out of that Mata, what spreads from that Mata. What's revealed from that planting, from these idealim klaliim, are the Jewish people whose neshama is carved from those ideals. The desire of Knesset Yisrael is one with the desire of Hashem. As the Rav writes, page 139 over there in Orot Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael ba'omek chefza איננה מחולקת מאלוקות כלל. היא מלבשת את האלוקות המתגלה שבעולם הכללי, וחפצה בהווייתה את החפץ האלוקי של טוב השם לכל, ורחמיו על כל מעשיו. Jewish people are not separate from godliness. They are enclosed by godliness that's revealed in the general world, and desires in its being what God desires. So Hashem is good to all, and His mercy is on all of His beings, all of His creatures. Yesh ba, and there is in the neshama of the Jewish people, cheshek shel chafetz chayim v'atzmiut alyon ze, she'ein taharato v'atzmiuto nifseket, v'lo mishtaneh mipnei shum koach v'shum meora sheba'olam. And this, in the Jewish people, there is a desire of this desire for life and essential and elevated essential being. Cheshek shel chafetz chayim, a desire, desiring life. Ve'atzmiut elyon zeh, and this atzmius, this being, this essence that comes from above. She'ein taharato v'atzmato nifseket, that its purity and its essence never stops because of anything. It's a creation. In other words, you can't change your soul. It's like a personality that you have. This is stronger, but a person is, let's say, outgoing. Never in my life have I witnessed a person changing their personality. They're outgoing, 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 and the next day they're just quiet. Because that's a person's personality. Personalities don't change. What we try to do is we try to shape our personalities, direct our personalities, use them for the right things. But our essential selves, we don't really change, and certainly not our souls. We don't change ourselves. It's who we are. And our souls want God. All of the water cannot extinguish this love, and the rivers can't wash it away. So, in the words in Anabakoach, Barchem Ta'arem, Rachamem, bless them, purify them, have mercy on them, Makeshe. Rav writes, Horot Elyonim, these are the godly ideals, purpose. Kshemofim al neshama, al neshmat haklal v'al neshmat haprat, heim marchivim et mahuta, ma'atzamim et havayata, u'ma'alim ota lemoromei ha'osher ha'nitzchi. These divine lights, when they appear on the soul of the klal and on the soul of the individual, expand its essence, strengthen its being, and elevate it to the height of eternal joy and satisfaction. So when we say Barchem, what we're asking is that the Orot Elyonim, the root of the life of the Jewish soul and the desire of its life, should shine more. V'zoti ha-bracha ha-mushpat mi-chesed kel elyon. That's the bracha that's mushpa from the chesed kel elyon. The bracha that we want is that God's light should shine upon our soul and expand it, so that we become more and more spiritual people and we are focused on our purpose and goal. That's Baal Chaim. However, after Baal Chaim, we have Taharim. Needs to be purified. What's that about? Just like the divine light, which is fitting with the root of the person's soul, it's filled with blessing. When the neshama appears in the world of choice, then there's already good and bad, pure and impure, ups and downs. So yes, the Or Elyon is filled with bracha, but when it comes down to our world, to us, there's going to be tum involved. So our koach, which is mitzumtzam, mukbal, which is so limited, requires purity. In order that the divine bounty should take effect on it. And the essence of the one carrying the bracha in all of his parts. So the Barchem relates to the neshama at its root. Bless that through all of your lights. Taharem is talking about the koach ha-mugbal, the limited koach of the neshama when it appears in life. In order that the bracha should appear on nosei bracha, on the person, the Jewish person, who's dorshei yichudcha, like we say in Anav HaKoach, who desires your oneness in his etzem atzmius, it has to appear, the Rav writes, b'chol chalakav, in all the madrigos of his life, till his flesh. So therefore we have to make sure that it's pure. It needs to be pure and appear in man in all levels. So we have the bracha, which is lots and lots of chesed, which is an endless flow. And then we have the tara, which is gvura, which is tzimtzum. Because when it comes down here, it needs to be purified. Because you're now in the limited world, and in the limited world things can go wrong. So therefore we have this great bracha coming down from above, but it needs to be purified because it's taking effect on our soul down here. For that, it needs gevura, needs to be limited and fit exactly our needs. וכשהעופות הללו מתמזגות ביחד, מתגלה תוכן הרחמים בעולם, המזג את החסד ואת הגבורה. And when these Ashbos are merged together, then mercy comes into the world. Because what's mercy? Chesed and Gvura. So Barachayim is Chesed. Tahareim is Gvura, is Tzimtzum. The bracha shouldn't be too much. The bracha should take effect on us in our limited world. So that's Chesed together with Gvura. And then when you have Chesed and Gvura together, that's Rachamim. And of course, this Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Have mercy. And bring together the bracha and the tahara. What's this idea of rachamecha harabim? The Rav on Law Tzid Koseinu Nachum Abim Tachaneinu Lefnecha Kiel Rachamecha Rabbim writes, Zeo Klal Gadol B'chol HaTfilot Shanu Mitpalim Shem Tachanunim Rachamim V'Tachanunim She'inam Yusadim Al Tzidkatenu Klal U'Klal Ki Kol Tzidkat HaNevraim Lo Yim Mugbelet Ba'lula L'Shinuyim V'Leiridot V'Tfilah Yim Yusadet L'Romem Otah V'Matzav El Yom. So the Klal and all our Tfilos, their mercy, not in our Tzidkas. Because the tzidkus is limited. And tefillah was trying to get it to the highest place. Where there's no tzimtzum, there's no hagbala. Nacha b'li meitzar, merchev picha v'amaleu. Tefillah is supposed to bring us to the highest place of Jacob's Bashem. Therefore we can't be mapo techeroneinu al tzidkaseinu. And our goodness, because our goodness is limited. We want to have unlimited shefa from our tefillah. So therefore we say al rechamecha rabim. So that really has no limits. The Rav in the words Hakel Abba Rachaman in the Sidur Olat Riyan, page 196, writes, Anu medavrim advar yecholot ha-mukhlata she-yotzer kol baruchu v'advar ha-yachas ha-malei she-chazdo ha-dorod mityachis lebriyotav הדבר הרצון המוחלט להיטיב לעקור, בזמן ששלושת התנים יחד עם הקובצים, אז ביטחון בועד של ישוע הוא ברור. God is unlimited kochos. It's all powerful. And he relates to us. And he wants to do good to us. So if you put the three together, Hashem is unlimited. He relates to us with chesed. And he has a ratzon to do good. Then we know that Yeshua is going to come. Hakel av rachaman. Kel is God's gvura, his strength. The word kel is strong, powerful. Ha'av, he's our father. We all come from his chesed. Do you see that? The power of God, the fact that he relates to us with chesed. As a father creates a son, gives a son what the son needs. And then we have a rachaman, that he has a chefetz to have rachmanis on us. So, there's obviously a lot more to say. We will conclude here. And give ourselves a bracha that we should be zochet to continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.